This is Module 3, Survival Mode, Acceptance, and Power. Are you living your life in survival mode? You may be in survival mode and don't even know it. That's the way it's always happened for me. I would be struggling with everything, just trying to get through the day. And then when I would overcome the underlying energy of despair, I could see that I had been living in survival mode. Survival mode is feeling like you're drowning. It's hard to breathe. You feel helpless and you're struggling, but somehow you hang on to the sparkles of hope. This is when the fear that lives in your subconscious is in control. The trick is, your conscious state must recognize this to put a screeching halt to it. Now, Florence teaches us that we have the power to bless and to multiply, to heal and to prosper. And we do. But until we're awakened to this truth and feel that truth in our heart, it's easy to let some level of fear run the show. We get overwhelmed with life experiences, fall into the just trying to get through the day state of survival mode, and boom, fear's running the show. When we aren't consciously using our power to create and live our life, our subconscious does run the show. And the subconscious manifests reality from whatever energy is vibrating the strongest. And that energy is definitely not the vibration of love. Otherwise, our conscious wouldn't have been sucked into overwhelm, just get through the day survival mode. And then over here at a higher plane of existence, we have our superconscious giving us ideas and thoughts of happiness and prosperity, but those all feel like a lifetime away because our conscious is living in survival mode. Now, Florence teaches us that the subconscious is simply power without direction. She states that it's like steam or electricity, and it does what it's directed to do. It has no power of induction, but the reality is, when the fear energy of the subconscious is in control, we create life experiences we really don't like. Like I did when I was afraid my ex-husband would kill me. The fear in my subconscious grew and created a desperate, miserable life till I consciously took my power back and began to consciously create my life. The reality is, the subconscious creates reality through fear energy without direction. And it does a really good job of creating experiences we don't like. Imagine consciously creating. What wonderful life would you create if you were consciously focusing your energy? Wow, quite the different picture, isn't it? So just how powerful are you? Well, let me tell you. Leap tall buildings with a single bound, powerful, more powerful than Superman. You're a rock star superhero. How do you focus your energy and unleash all that power? Accessing your power begins with acceptance. Acceptance for what your life is in this moment. Acceptance doesn't mean you're in agreement, because obviously you're not in agreement. Acceptance releases the struggle that being out of agreement causes. When we want to improve our lives, we're out of agreement with what we're living. The energy of being out of agreement creates a struggle within, a struggle between what our conscious wants, what our subconscious says we cannot have, and what our superconscious knows is possible. The superconscious shows us there's something better, something we'll love is out there for us. Our conscious jumps on board with, yeah, I love that. Then fear that's hanging out in the subconscious puts in its 2 cents of, you can't have that, and the fight is on. Internally, a battle begins, and this battle shows up through worry, anxiety, irritability, feelings of being helpless or powerless, and a victim. And to top it all off, we typically hold our breath, which blows up those feelings of having no control. We literally starve our body of the oxygen we need to survive. So our brains can't even think, and our bodies are exhausted. But when we consciously accept what our life is at this moment, no judgment, no beating yourself up, just accept what is. The internal energy war, that battle, stops. It stops because acceptance dissolves fear energy, and without fear energy, there can be no internal fighting. And acceptance opens the way to access the power within you. So right on the heels of acceptance of what your life is, even though you're out of agreement with it, accept that you have the power to improve the life you're living. Consciously accepting your life as it is and accepting your power to improve it is powerful. It sounds simple, but don't underestimate the power of these simple action steps. Set your intention to recognize when the energy of that inner battle begins, when you're out of agreement with something going on in your life and you feel you have no control over it. You must be aware of this internal battle energy first to do anything about it. So accepting what your life is in this moment only takes a few seconds to open the way to create the higher outcome with your power. Ask your angelic team to show you the action steps to take to create a higher outcome. When you ask your angelic team to show you action steps, don't expect the ground to shake and the lights to flash and an angel to be standing there asking, "What can I do for you?" Just be open to what comes to you. You may see a vision in your mind's eye, like a movie trailer, or you may hear them whisper in your ear inside your head, or you may simply have a knowing in your heart. And if you feel like you're getting nothing, don't be discouraged. Just be patient. They'll bring you suggestions when you're in the shower, or taking a walk, or the moment you wake up. They'll get the information to you when your mind is open to their communication. Now, your angels talk to you all the time. They've been with you all your life, so they sound like your own mind chatter. This is what makes identifying their energy from yours difficult sometimes. Be patient with yourself. You have extraordinary power within you to create and live the life that brings you great joy and happiness. This completes Module 3. Now go to the worksheet.